This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And it's a full-blown emergency. About 2 hours ago, we were talking about how it was like a public relations challenge for Goldman Sachs to announce what were expected to be hugely positive numbers, right?
I guess if they're drowning in cash, you know, someone should throw them a line.
Well, a $2 billion problem has suddenly become, as Goldman Sachs just announced its profits for the most recent quarter, it's become a $3.44 billion problem. Rejoining us now, Jonathan Bernstein, president of Bernstein Crisis Management, publisher and editor of Crisis Manager, joins us from Santa Barbara, California. So the sun is up and huge numbers for Goldman Sachs. Does this change anything you said a couple hours ago?
Well, if anything, it emphasizes some of what I said, John. I mean, you know, these profits are equal to the state of Delaware's entire 2008 budget. So
that didn't appear in the press release.
So. No, but I did a little bit of research, and you know, it's a choice. Does Goldman Sachs want to be known as successful and arrogant about it, or successful and humble? And humble is a lot smarter because their continued success is not guaranteed, and their former arrogance can come back and bite them if that happens. And you know, right now they need, and I, you know, right now all we've seen is the official press release, and I don't know what they might be saying in interviews, but they need to persuade Congress, I think, more than anybody, and the constituents who will be writing to Congress, that they didn't engage in inappropriate risk-taking with taxpayer money.
All right, well, let's put the risk aside for a moment. Jonathan Bernstein, do they have an argument here since they made record profits off of underwriting, basically fees for allowing other banks to sell more stock and increase their capital backing, essentially making them more solvent? Do they have an argument to say we helped the financial system heal itself?
I think they can definitely position themselves right now as part of the solution and the Obama description of what the solution should be. They have certainly contributed to the economy and jobs and the trickle-down effect. There's definitely positive messaging here, too. They just can't focus entirely on the positive.
Now, how do you avoid the sort of AIG scenario where, you know, the bonuses raise questions on Capitol Hill and then the executives get called to testify, or the issue that you referred to just a moment ago, did they take excess risk with taxpayer money? How do they conceal or at least come forward and say that didn't happen here?
Well, I don't think there's a direct comparison with AIG other than the fact that bonuses are given, because AIG was given bonuses before they had any success.
Right.
And you know, I think anybody would understand if they say it this way, look, if you work for a company that's successful and you're part of the success, then you'd expect to get a bonus, into that some percentage of revenues. But on the other side of things, they really need to be as transparent as they can be without giving away, you know, company proprietary secrets. And I think transparency in the public eye about, no, this is what we do. We do this, we do that. It produces revenues. We take reasonable risks. And persuading people that they're reasonable is going to be, I think, the key focus for them.
So, Jonathan Bernstein, since we spoke with you last, did you get a call from Goldstein asking for your help in this matter?
Now, Goldman Sachs hasn't called yet, yeah. But you know
they're gonna go it alone.
Surely in the day.
They're gonna go it alone. Jonathan Bernstein, president of Bernstein Crisis Management, publisher and editor of Crisis Manager. Thanks for helping us out with that.
Thanks, John Efroy.
$3.44 billion problem. We'd love one of those, wouldn't we?
I certainly would.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.